It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today with Scotty Kipfer. Hey, Scotty.
Cal, how are you, brother?
I am fantastic. How are you?
Man, I'm great. It's always nice to chat with you. It's good to be here.
Typically, we talk about, you know, we talk. I catch up with you guys maybe once every 3 or 4 months. I seem to be talking to you every month.
Man, you know, it's funny. I just keep putting stuff out, don't I? It's my secret plan to take over rural Saskatchewan.
World domination by Scotty Kipfer.
Right.
So you're doing fine? Everybody's okay?
Man, I'm doing great. Everybody's good. And, you know, just I've been in this great sort of just routine of creating new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we just put out Waiting in the Water, and the music video came out this week. We've got new Second Chance Dreamers music coming next week, and a great music video to follow with that as well. So it's just this season of creative boom for me.
Nice.
And it's been really great.
Good for you. Good for you. Let's talk about this new single of yours called Waiting in the Water. Tell me about the song. It's another fishing song.
You know, you can't go wrong with a fishing song, Cal. I wrote this song with a guy from the East Coast. His name is Ryan Cook, and he is, man, he's extraordinary. Real traditional guy. He's got a record called Peaks and Valleys that I think very highly of. If you haven't heard Peaks and Valleys, you've got to go listen to it. It's just so good.
Great.
He cherry-picked a killer band in Nashville and cut a bunch of really fun, super unique songs.
Mm-hmm.
He's got one called Gasparo Valley that's dynamite. But mm-hmm. So we wrote on Zoom 2 days before the recording session in Nashville for this record. And I already had the songs slated. You know, I was going to cut five and it was going to be great. And then we wrote this song, and I wrote a song with Emily Reed the next day called No Gravity, and both songs ended up making the record, and we cut 10 instead of 5 on that day. And so it was another creative boom, I guess, that week. And so we just decided to up the game and do another session. So we ended up with a full record rather than an EP. So, you know, it's fun when it works out that way, that you have just an abundance of acceptable material. So, but it was a lot of fun writing with Ryan. He's a really intelligent guy, very dry sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And so a song like Waiting in the Water was right in his wheelhouse. And so over the course of about, you know, an hour and a half, it was a pretty quick write. We came up with a song, and then the band just knocked it out of the park. It's exactly what I was looking for in terms of the production. And of course, Chip Davis, the background singer, he tours with Alabama. He knocked the harmony vocals out of the park.
Nice.
And man, it was just a lot of fun to do.
Terrific, terrific. What about the video? Tell me about that.
It might be the dumbest thing I've ever done, Cal. it was a pretty scaled back.
Don't set the bar so high, Scotty.
That's right. So, yeah, it was a pretty small crew. It was me and Brittany. She's the girl that's in all my music videos, and she's gorgeous and makes my job real easy. We've known each other a long, long time. And it was a new crew, so we had Roadhouse Productions do this video. And AJ is he's the guy over there, and his assistant, Johnny. So it was just the four of us, and real scaled back. But it was, man, it was so much fun. And so the gist of the song is that it's just about a couple who's, you know, waiting in the water in the river, and the line is waiting on a bobber to dip. And so, you know, it doesn't really matter if the fish aren't biting. You're just there having a good time, you know, having a little whiskey and listening to some tunes and fishing. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And so there's a couple of little joke lines in the song. And so we wanted to have a real lighthearted feel to the video. And I thought, man, it would be great if I could find a really dumb, you know, flamingo floaty or something that we could, do some performance stuff on in the river. And, you know, finding a floaty in a pandemic is more difficult than I thought it would be. And so I ended up finding one at Canadian Tire. It was perfect.
Yeah.
It's a giant pink clamshell. And it's just like a big, it's like a big throne. And I'm sitting up there with my guitar. And man, it's pretty hilarious.
That's true. So,
we had such a great time. There's a shot in there where she offers me a worm to bait my hook, and there's a shot of me being super grossed out, and the rest of the video is just a bunch of shots of me trying to impress her, and then I finally do at the end. I won't say how, but it's a pretty hilarious shot at the end of the video.
The guy gets the girl. Is that what you're saying? Nice. A happy
so
ending.
Much fun. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Scott, yeah. Scotty, how do we get a hold of you on social media? How do we do that?
Oh, Cal, it's super easy. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Clubhouse. I love Clubhouse. Mm-hmm. And all of the handles are at Scotty Kipfer, and that's ScottyKipfer.
There we go, buddy. Thanks for the chat. Good luck with everything going on, and we'll talk again. Second Chance Dreamer's got a new single, so we'll talk about that soon.
Yeah. Without Love, drop soon.
All right. Scotty Kipfer on the Coast to Coast Club.